For God so loved us. He loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That wasn't even in my notes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. I want to speak to you this morning. It's not going to be very long. But it says, with God in charge, every moment can be a brand new beginning. Every moment. If you will let God be bigger than the pain of the last moment, you will have a new beginning in Him. Now think about that. A new beginning in Him. Before you think about all that went wrong through the last year, think about where you are. Hallelujah. And right there is God. Right there is God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. He's bigger than all of your problems. As we start this new year, we want to put God in the beginning of every moment, and we want to let Him lead you through a year of victory. Don't you think we'd all like that this morning? Hallelujah. I know we would. We're going to start off with Psalms 59:16. It says, but I will sing of thy power to be with us, to heal us, to lead us, to guide us, to walk with us, with everything that we may be gone. God is there. Hallelujah. I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble. In the morning will I get up and give God praise. Even if I don't feel good, I'll get up and give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And your morning has come. God is calling us, this church, to raise high the standard for living in this final time. Hallelujah. I believe He's going to use LPA this morning. I believe it with all my heart. There's too many in this church that is hungry to see what God is going to do and to see His move. The wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing. Holy fire is consuming all that is dross and refining all that is gold. Hallelujah. The latter and the former rains are falling. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you read in Psalms 59, it said David, he's describing the behavior of his enemies. He tells of his own feelings of dread with desperation and despair that he sees in the lives of those who want to harm you. Hallelujah. They wanted to harm him. Hallelujah. And as you read, you can see the role that God played in David's life. It was a place of safety and a source of unfailing love. David learned to turn negative circumstances into reminders of God's faithful presence. Thank you, Jesus. What stresses, now think of this, what is in your life might be transformed today, if you made them a starting point for praising God. But for me and for you, I hope, I pray, I'll sing about God's power. About God's power. I think of those that's in the hospital and those that's in the rest homes, that God's power is right there with them. Amen. And He can heal them. He can raise them up. He can that's move right. upon those people. Hallelujah. I was reading the other yes. day, it says, if you seek Him diligently, diligently we need to seek the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what He wants from yes, all of us. On. Not just up here. He wants it from all of us. He wants yes. to use everyone in this building. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. We need to count our blessings. And in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Amen.
From above.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, but we'll sing of thy power. Of thy power. When you think about that, how he just breathed. And I thought about when you think about Adam and you think about the beginnings, you think how he spoke it, how it just came into existence. He spoke it. And that's what he wants to do to each and every one of us. Amen. He wants us to have faith. He wants us to move out. He wants us not to be afraid. He wants us to be bold. Be bold in our walk with the Lord. He wants us to be bold in church. He wants us not to be afraid. He wants you to go around and pray for others. Lift each other up this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you all praise and all glory. Oh, we realize, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We thank you, Lord, for the very breath that you give us, Lord. To speak out, Lord. Oh, God, I love you this morning. I pray, God, that every ear and every heart is open, Lord, to you, to receive you today, Lord God. Oh, God, let them know, God, your presence is right there with them, Lord. No matter where they're at, where they're going, you are always there with us, Father. God, I thank you for today, and I give you all praise, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Would you stand and continue?
For I have come this day, I have come to save you, I have come to rescue you. You may think I don't know, I don't see, but I do. I say unto you, I know exactly where you are. I know exactly your hurt. And I'm telling you now, don't be deceived. I am here this day to rescue you, says the Lord.
We'll give you a break. Don't ask, David. You'll still be sitting there shaking your head when you get the answer. I'm excited about 2026. Amen. Did you think over and ponder about Sister Perry's exhortation to me, then Sister Trisha's last week, about on the cusp, on the verge of a great outbreak? Outbreak of what? Not flu and COVID, but outbreak of God's goodness, His grace. It's called revival. Revival begins one spirit and one soul at a time. And this year we have a theme. And like I said last week, boy, did I struggle with this. Did you turn the lights on? Whoops. Today I want to speak to you about what we're going to be doing over the next 12 months or so, and hopefully continuing long after that until we hear the trump of God sound. Amen. I shared with you last week that the theme for this year, 2026, is LPA is on a mission of purpose. On a mission of purpose. That means there's some plans. That means there's going to be some organization, direction given. And some might even need a swift size 11 in the seat of the pants to motivate you. We should want to give and do and say and speak about our church like we would speak about our Lord and Savior. We've got great people that make up LPA. It's not this building. It's not these great musicians and singers. But it's because of the greatness and goodness of our Lord and Savior. It's because we allow the Holy Ghost time and His talent to work through us, those that are willing and able to accomplish what God wants to accomplish. So when I say LPA is on a mission of purpose, we have to go back to our mission statement. We have to go back to our motto, a beacon of hope to our community. We're the hope that will only rescue and last for eternity. In other religions, there is no hope like we have in hope in Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen? He said, "No one cometh to the Father except by me." That's pretty explicit. But LPA is on a mission of purpose in the year 2026. It's accomplished by seeking His presence and His power, seeking His hope, seeking His strength, seeking His grace, while we live out our faith purposefully. There's a reason why we tell others about Jesus Christ. One, it's the only thing that we should be willing to do. But understand also, it's because God has told us through His blessed word, come and dine. And that means everybody. That means nobody's left out. Ephesians chapter 4, 4 and 5 is our scripture that goes along with our theme, which reads, there is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I said earlier that there's no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And we also have the option of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I want to warn you, put it out there, that you're going to hear a lot about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because I believe in the power of God needs to be active and alive. That's why you're dead and dry in our worship services. That's why you don't move like Sheena was moving. She liked that song that Sister Winona sang. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's power in praise. And I want to thank my wife for the time that she spends and all the excuses I hear why she shouldn't go up. But I do thank you because you got a word, a powerful word, each and every Sunday for you. But the LPA theme will only begin and end and stop when we stop using the oneness that we have. You get a lot of compliments from visitors. I have no idea why they don't come back. It could be Holy Ghost conviction. They know they don't want to be here to be encouraged to come to an altar of repentance, to be encouraged to come for their needs to be met right here, as our always is always open for business. We understand there's power in this altar. Why? Because I know that there's others that believe in the power of prayer, and that we seek out that oneness. You're going to hear a lot about being in one accord. The other two verses of that, well, I'll go to the different scripture first. Philippians 2, 1 through 4. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Simply says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. In other words, that means, like Matthew said, treat others like you'd want to be treated. Love others as you want to be loved. Share concern for those that are hurting, that have those needs, have those situations in their life. And the best way to do it is through our prayers, through our words of encouragement. Yes, this would be a good time where you could use the text messages just to shoot out a text and try to encourage someone or call them. I don't know about you, but I like hearing the voice, because you can hear and read a lot more into that than you can a text message, because texting doesn't have any emotions. Amen? Or you're Facebooking. Tell the world everything. I better stop on that. But I also want to read Romans chapter 12. Now remember, this is all going with our theme, a mission of purpose. We got to have a why to what we do. Why is it that you believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? Why is it that you believe in the power of the Holy Ghost for healing, for deliverance, for guidance, for direction? Why do you believe this word is truth? Why do you believe Jesus Christ is the truth, the life, and the way? Why do you believe in resurrection power? Why do you believe in Holy Ghost baptism? Why do you believe in the rapture of the church? Because it's soon coming, where the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain in our lives shall be caught up together in the air to meet him. Meet who? Meet Jesus Christ. Romans 12, chapter 1, or chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not in yourself, but in the mercies of God. What is it that you do? You present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's just one of those dumb moments. You realize that's what I should be doing. Not because I have to. Not because someone sticks a gun to your head and says, you better do this, you better do that. But it's out of your love for the Lord. Amen. Which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Acceptable. Perfect will of God. So we must have a purpose, especially when we're on a mission of purpose. Thank God for His love and mercy. But thank God we have part in this. Yeah. Jesus made us fishers of men. Yeah. The Holy Ghost is a fish cleaner. He does such a better job than you can do anyhow. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. There's something that I shared with the men at the men's retreat. There's 9 warfare scriptures to honor one another. If you take notes, great. If you need to go back and listen to the audio, that's even better. Or you want to watch the live stream later on or the Facebook Live, you can go back and watch it. What was the Facebook for the last week? And last week, though, it was what, 3,100 views? So we're getting the message out, but if you need to go back to that, because I encourage you, you need to read these scriptures daily. Daily read them. There's 9 scriptures on how we honor your brothers and your sisters, those sinners and saints alike. We need to read them over and over and over again. We need to meditate on them. That just simply says we're going to think about what we read. We're going to later on ask the Holy Ghost to reveal what does that truly mean, those verses of Scripture. And then we need to sprinkle them in your prayers, in your prayers, the people, the members of the organizations, the groups. Then we need to share them with our family, with our friends, and yes, maybe even our enemies. Because they need these scriptures as well. Maybe more. But the first one that you need to write down. There's no greater love than this. In John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. It says, this is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. The first one, no greater love than this, John 15, 12 and 13. Read it this afternoon. Read it this evening. Let it get into your heart. Number 2, we need to honor where honor is due. Romans 13:7. Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear. And honor to whom honor is due. Honor where honor is due. Romans 13:7. Thirdly, that we have spiritual warfare scriptures for. Number three is precious in God's sight. Psalms chapter 116, verse 14 and 15. Psalms 116, 14 and 15 says, I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Glory and honor to God. We're precious. Saints are precious. Sinners are precious. You don't have to condone what they do, but you still have to say they're precious and show love, mercy, grace, kindness, goodness to the best of your ability. And the best of your ability is let Christ do it through you, because he can do so much better than you can. Number four, thanking God for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Thanking God for you. I thank God every day for you. Even Sister Rosie. I know you're watching, Rose. I pray for patience every day for her. Well, I guess I better start praying for everybody. You especially. Put you in the category of Rose. When I say Rose, it'll be Deb. Rose Deb. I thank God for you. 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love. Thank God, God can use you. Amen. Number five, if war should arise, Psalm chapter 27, verse 3. If an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. If war rises against me, in spite of this, I am confident. If war should arise, ...95% to 97% of your problems have faces. That's why out of Walmart you see someone coming, you go down two aisles and go down a different direction. There must be quite a few of you do that. Guilty as charged. Now I'm getting so where I make them talk to me. Scriptures for a good soldier of Christ. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Number 6, good soldier of Christ. The last song that we play before service begins. Talks about God raising up an army. And he's doing it today. For an end time army of God. Those who take God serious. Since Charlie Kirk's assassination, been a great movement in the church. A great movement in young people. Yes, God can use teenagers. Elementary school age. Look who he rose up at the age of 8. Daniel. He purposed in his heart that he was going to follow God. And look how much he did for the work of the Lord. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Good soldier of Christ suffers hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. I thank God for each one that does the work in LPA. Number 7, how we know love. 1 John 3:16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters. Think about it. Jesus died for you. We should be willing to put our life at risk. Number 8, made alive in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. Oh, I thank God for that promise. 1 Corinthians 15:22. And lastly, warfare scripture to honor one another is our hope is in Jesus. When all else fails, when you've messed things up miserably, he's always right there. He waits upon you. You talk about patience. I made it this far because of God's patience. You know, Brother Billy could have just zzzed. Many a times. But we sang, when we fall down, he picks us up. Over and over again is right. Our hope is in Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 4:14. One thing I want to share with you in closing of part one of a series that might go on for months till the Lord stops dropping down in my spirit. But I don't think he's going to stop. He's going to continue to work because there's souls to be saved. There's lives to be ministered to. We have the answer. And he's called Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. But the first thing I want to set straight is we must be of one mind and one heart and one accord. One mind, one heart, and one accord. For you see in Mark chapter 4, verses 24 to 26. Mark chapter 3, verse 24, 25, and 26 says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. His chapter has already been written. We know where Satan's going. But we must make sure where we're going. There's no sin in heaven. None whatsoever. Jesus was the only perfect person upon this earth. What's the game plan? Well, we need more unity in the body of Christ. That's first and foremost. We need strength in numbers, not in Satan coming in and dividing. Amen? We need fellow warriors that will say, I disagree with you, but I'm going to pray for you. I'll intercede. Whatever you need, and I got it, you can have it. Amen. The great thing is, the game plan for Satan is simple. All you have to do is go to John 10:10. The word says in John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He does not like you. Especially if you're saved. Because you have become part of God's kingdom. And he has no part in God's kingdom. The devil is under our feet. Amen? The devil is under our feet. We're not the devil's doormat. Remember that. That's a freebie. Act like it. One of the things that we can do in our life is to pray. And I made more copies and laid them out there on the information center. It's a listing of 31 ministries that we have in the church. But we have prayer sheets for ministry leaders and also members of the groups. We're not in a competition to see who gets the biggest ministry. We're in it, every one of us, to get to expand the kingdom. It's not your group. It's our group. You might take that harshly. So be it. We have always, since we started the church, that if someone feels young enough to go out there bowling with the teenagers, let them have at it. So 20s and 30s, expect 40s and 50s. and 60s and older, they are welcome, according to this pastor. Some of these old geezers might be able to outbowl you teenagers. Any of you any good at bowling? I'm lucky to break 100. I refuse to pick up a bowling ball now. My neck and back just ache thinking about that one. But let me get a little white golf ball. We're going to see this year if I can golf. I miss that. But I'm going to ask you to stand as I finish out. On this daily prayer for ministry leaders and groups, there's listed 31 different ones. That means we can pray for, on January 1st, we should have prayed for Kindle Kids Ministry. Today should be Limitless Disability Ministry. Limitless. Monday, we should pray for Sister Lou and Brother Dale. But we also need to pray for Walmart and Bueller's. That they can help us out as we help others out. In Larry's Helping Hands food pantry, we need to also pray for anybody that helps. Sister Ashley, thank you for helping Mom. I know Mom and Dad appreciate it. Brother David, thank you for helping set up tables. Brother Joe, setting up tables sometimes, tearing them down, helping carry boxes to Judy's car. Those are little things that you don't think about. And thank anybody else that wants to give. Bring in food. There's a new idea that we're talking about to fundraise for them to help the food pantry. We'll tell you later about that. It's coming up. Sounds like a good idea. Just get it together and work on it. I told Sister Lou, I said, you remember you got a pastor and a first lady that's OCD. It's got to be good. If we're going to do it for the Lord, we're going to do it right. Amen? She agreed. Not with pastor being OCD. Although she agreed a little bit with that. But you see what I mean. We've got a lot to pray about. And you got enough days for 31 days, if there's 31 days. And also, please put me on every day to pray for me. I'll take all the prayers that I can get. Amen. But this will give you a list to sit down and really pray. You say, well, how can you pray? It's easy. Just think about who helps out. Pray for David. Pray for Joe. Pray for Ashley. Pray for strength for Lou and Dale. There's 13 steps. Sometimes they can be killers, especially when you're carrying a box of food up or down. Amen? Would you bow your heads with me? We must be in one accord, one mind, one heart, and one spirit. Father, we ask you today that today we're going to do a purposeful ministry plan. The Lord, in every one of these ministries that I've listed, that God, we can reach the world with a good news message. There is still hope in this world. There's still help in this world. And I can say there's even divine intervention, because my God is still alive and well. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has resurrection power. He can heal the sick, bring sight to blind eyes, to bring healing when there's cancer. He can touch hearts with his healing power, the blood of the Lamb. Father, we want to say thank you and we love you, because we're going to be LPA, Lighthouse Pentecostal Assembly, is going to be that beacon of hope, because you set us on a mission. A mission of purpose. Because we'll be seeking your face. We'll be asking you for your plans, for your direction. Now, Lord, I ask that if there's anyone in this sanctuary that needs salvation, that you continue to work on them if they do not accept you today into Salter. Work on them today. If they're hiding things, God, I know that you can expose them. But let them be willing to surrender them first before you have to expose. Because we no longer want to be players in the church. We want to be seekers. And not seeker-friendly, but seekers of the divine will, plan, and purpose that you have for us. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Before I say amen, I want to give one last opportunity. If you need salvation, don't put it off. It's the greatest thing I ever did. Was ask my Lord to forgive me. It was very simple. Still is simple today. Ask, believe, and confess. If that's you, I want you to come forward, please. I know there'll be others that will come with you if you step out. That's how much we love you, by taking this opportunity. You had God Himself speak through Sister Karen in that message interpretation. letting you know he's here. He'll wait on you. Will you step out? In name of Jesus.